Yeah, Glenda, this is Curtis.
Uh-huh, how are you?
Just fine. I don't know if this is too late for you.
I can take a few minutes, yeah.
Okay. Indicated that it's so hard to communicate typing back and forth, and it's hard to interpret and put into words, and doggone,
right.
Sometimes I misspell, but I'll try to answer any questions that you had. You said something about the minutes about the checkbook being closed out. This is an account in the checkbook of the Confederates.
I see.
He closed the account, that portion of the account. He closed that down, took the balance out that was destined for the foundation,
yeah.
Brought you the check, and cleared that out.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. I don't know if anybody else will understand that the Sons of the Confederacy account. You see, that's an account that I knew nothing about until about a year ago. I hate to say anything bad about David Wright or if anything that'll sound as if I'm saying anything bad about David Wright, because everybody appreciates everything he did as far as the maintenance is concerned, and so did I. But there were some things that he did that I don't think were for the best of the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation.
Well,
he requested me to do something that I felt would not be a legal thing for me to do. Now, he wouldn't have gotten any trouble for it because he wanted me to do it, but I wouldn't do it. And I didn't do it. And after that, evidently he and Skeeter somehow the Sons of the Confederacy decided to set up their own account and to pay David Wright out of that account, which I knew nothing about.
I agree.
And people sent money. People say they sent donations to David, and they did not come to me. So I could not account for them. And I said that to, you know, anybody that asked. And David did a lot of things on his own. He was very independent. He wanted things done his way, and he did them his way. But I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, and it's been like that a long time. David did what he did. Skeeter did what he did. Nobody's knowing what the other people are doing, and everybody's in a ghost cloud. And then all of a sudden, David passes away, and it creates an opening, and then we're finding out all of the skeletons, you know, left.
Right.
So what can we do now? Where can we go? What is your thought on anything?
Well,
who right now, if someone wanted to be buried, who would they ask permission to be buried at that cemetery?
Well, you see, that is something that I am going to legally look into this week, because I have been told that there could be no more burials in the cemetery. However, I'm beginning to think, well, perhaps, see, somebody said there was a burial there this past week. I know nothing about it. Skeeter said he knew nothing about it.
I went up there Wednesday. There's a hole dug, plywood over the hole, a pile of dirt next to the plywood hole, and a tarp over it to keep it from turning to mush if it rains.
Uh-huh.
That was Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
That's a fresh grave ready to be used. That was Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Have you been back since then? Do you know if they did, in fact, bury someone there?
No, I haven't, because, you know, Saturday we had the meeting, and
right, right.
And like I said, we all have full plates. You know,
yes, we do.
We have a life.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, Mr. Anderson. I really do.
I know you do.
None of us get this old and have, you know, just everything as we did when we were in our 20s, you know.
And then we don't have the energy to do work the full plate, you know.
Exactly.
We're spending
exactly.
a lot of time in the doctor offices that we once didn't have to even think about.
That's right.
Well,
I'm going to go up there tomorrow and see if there actually is someone there, buried there. And I'm going to try and find out who buried them. Now, what I started to say was that I was under the impression no one else could be buried there. But I do believe that if someone owns the square there, perhaps they can be buried. Someone else can be buried on a square that's previously owned. However, I don't think we can sell new squares. But then I understand someone has told me that David Wright made arrangements to sell a square not too long ago. And I know nothing about that either.
Well, I know this, and I can't verify it, but someone actually had ashes and snuck up there at a plot, dug a hole, put the ashes in, and did their own burial, if you can believe that. And that's something that I heard, and I just took it to be the honest truth, somebody in the know, and it's been years ago. But it's been a loose outfit for a long time. You know, that's all I can say. We don't know. We're probably just beginning to find out things, but we have to move forward. And right now, I think they asked you to put some stuff on the journal, I guess.
Right.
Scan a membership card or scan some. I know that you're not connected with Ricky Poole and maybe Robert Beyer and the Ettrick, the village of Ettrick, I don't know. But
right.
People want to donate money to the foundation. They want to become members, and they're looking for an address. Where do we send the money? And that's real time. That's people right now, while the flame is hot and it's on the back of their minds and the meeting, they want to send the money. And so we need to get that flow into the checkbook. The checkbook that you have, what bank is it drawn on?
I don't have a checkbook. It is a savings account. And quite honestly, Mr. Curtis, I'm not going to give out any information about the foundation to people who are not members. And I also am receiving requests for membership forms, and I have talked with a couple of people tonight, and I haven't talked with them. I have gotten a request on the computer. Anyone, and so I will take care of that. let me, I'm going to move for just a minute.
Do you have a list of the members?
We have.
I'm assuming a member.
Mr. Anderson, we don't have many members left. You're looking at Skeeter, and you're looking at me, and that's about it. And if we don't do something, this will all go back to the state. That is in the agreement that was made when they incorporated everything.
Well,
so that is why I am fighting and have tried to fight for the last 2 years to get members. And when I did, I was hit over the head with reasons why, you know, David Wright was taking care of everything and we didn't need anybody and blah, blah, blah. And nobody knows what's involved. And I want to make sure that as these people sign up, they know what they're doing. And just because Ricky Poole put up a site that said Ettrick Cemetery Foundation, and people joined it. They did not join the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation. Just because someone showed up yesterday, they are not members of the association until they turn in an application. The application is approved, and they pay the dues. That's what it takes
and
to be a member.
And when the dues expire, they drop off the membership?
Well, hopefully not.
All right, well, my mother paid and my sister paid a short period of time until Renee left, and then everything closed down, and to my knowledge, they never made another check, and my mother's dead in the grave, and my sister is an invalid, and the question is, are they members or not members?
Well, they wouldn't be members now if they passed away, no.
Well, my mother's passed away, but my sister had paid dues, like my mother, but she hasn't even been paying dues for 20-some years, and my wife asked me, are you a member? I don't even believe I became a member.
No, I don't believe you did either, Mr. Anderson. If your sister is still alive and wants to be a member, then we can make arrangements. The problem, yeah, it is, David Wright would not have a meeting. He would not contact anybody. He said we didn't need anything. As long as he was cutting the grass, he felt like everything was being done. I mean, I can't be any clearer than that.
Well, based on what happened Saturday, I took it and interpreted that Skeeter is turning the money over, he's turning around, and he's walking out. He wants nothing to do with the foundation. And so that means if he is the president, we don't have a president.
That's exactly right. And I'm the last man standing.
Yes, you are. And you're not only the last person standing, you have all of the information is who was members, who are not members, who donated, who hasn't donated. And now you have the foundation rules and guidebook or whatever. You have it all, so you are the foundation.
I know that, and believe me, my husband wants me to give it up, but the rules say I have to give any money away to another 501(c) corporation. And I have to give the cemetery to the state.
Well,
and that is what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, you, and I don't mean to be, I'm just...
This is why I asked Skeeter to please hang in there until the end, at least until the end of the year, and we can try and get some members in.
Well...
I mean, I'm in a desperate situation.
All right, well, here's the current status, the way I interpret it. The foundation owns the property, is responsible by law. It's on the books and the records with the state, and it currently has practically, if any, members or anybody serving on any elected position other than you, and you were elected to be the treasurer. You are only the treasurer. You're not the foundation either. And being a treasurer doesn't make you any more than just a treasurer of the handling of the money. So we need a foundation. Okay?
Skeeter agreed to hang in there until he is still the president. What he closed out, he's a member of the Sons of the Confederacy. He gave me a check, a donation for that, and I am setting up a separate maintenance fee, maintenance file. I really wish you would not take my dedication. medication for the last 20 years in vain. I have tried, and if it weren't for me, there wouldn't be an association.
I don't doubt that, and I'm impressed and just shocked that there was anyone after Renee. Because I do not remember you when my mother...
Well, I can tell, I have verification that I was there. There, I have newspaper articles where my name is mentioned.
That's fine. That's wonderful.
I have pictures. I have pictures where I was at the cleanup days. I am so tired of people saying, of some of these men saying, well, where have you been? Where were you when we were doing cleanup days? Well, I got pictures of me being there. You know, where were they? It's just like these people who showed up yesterday. They did not turn in the forms to me. They do not want to be a member and have any responsibility. They want to tell us what we have to do, and cut. All they're interested in is whether or not the grass is cut. And quite honestly, Ricky Poole is causing too much trouble for him to be in the middle of all of this. He is insulting people when they come into the cemetery. I have received information today that one woman says that her family has had three altercations with him since David Wright died, and he has no business saying anything to anyone who is visiting their relatives in that cemetery. He is not, I don't even know, I didn't even know that David Skeeter gave him the lawnmower. Yeah, you're right. There is no communication. I tried to find out from Skeeter who was going to... I know you were frustrated yesterday. I know you had a hard time doing everything you were trying to do. I could see that. I could hear that in your voice. I asked him, was he going to the meeting? He said yes. I asked, were you going to be in charge of the meeting, or was he going to conduct the meeting? He never answered me. And I came unprepared, except I brought a few things. I wanted to be prepared in case I had to lead the meeting. I didn't know from you. I didn't know from him. I didn't know from what to expect when I got there.
I think everyone came in wonder. We didn't know who would show up. We didn't really know each other. I mean, there were people there that didn't know Skeeter. There was a lot of unknowns. But we have to look at today, right now. All we have is a secretary to the foundation. That's all we have. And you can appoint somebody, they can be assigned to the president, like Skeeter or like David Wright, and it's whatever the records show until the records are changed, and that's the law. And
I understand.
And so you being secretary and you're holding now the paperwork to have the foundation reassign a president, you've got everything. You've got everything, and everybody else has walked out with nothing. They've stepped up to do nothing other than cut the grass. I don't know that anybody wants to can take a lawnmower up and do whatever they want to. You know, I don't think anybody's...
Well, there are still some people that do that. I received something from a lady today that said, you know, I take care of my own grave, you know. So you're right. That's what they can do. They can do that. They're perfect right. But this grass cutting thing has taken on a life of its own. By the way, since I was like you. I got somewhat distracted. A lady beside me said something to me, and I missed something at the very beginning. And I wanted to see if I could see the video again, but I haven't been able to see it. I never could see it yesterday, and I don't know what was said. I heard Ricky Poole say something about $25 and cutting the grass and having three men to cut the grass. And then I heard him say something about gas for the lawnmower. Do you remember what he was expecting from that?
No, I don't. And I had my hands full. I'm a technical person. It was, I had to be, how should I say, focused on the computer, the camera. I set it up on a tripod. I asked Skeeter to get in front of the camera so everybody could see and it could be recorded. He turned his back, so I had to take the camera off the tripod, and I moved around, and once I pointed toward him, somebody would ask a question. So I became a cameraman instead of the technical person trying to oversee getting a good recording.
Yes, sir.
And
I understand. I saw that. I understand what you're saying. And like I said, I was disappointed in him also. But then, you see, I got the feeling that you were trying to begin another group. I didn't get the feeling that anybody was there to support the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation.
Well,
and the only person who turned in the thing that I passed out was Ricky Poole.
Well, I cover my bases. When I went in there, I offered to do the video recording for people who couldn't make the meeting. Okay, I offered to do that. I'm not a member of the foundation, never been a member of the foundation, but I have family and a tithe all through the cemetery and so forth. So I went there to record. I carried the only agenda sheet of paper.
I had one in my basket, but you know, I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
I really do understand.
I didn't know that Ricky had one. I didn't know that there were some agendas there, and I turned the camera on, and basically flew through my agenda, basically objectives. We are meeting here to greet people, we're going to put out a survey, we'd like to know what you would like to do, and we're trying to inventory to see what resources we have, blah, 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 blah. It's going to be on the Facebook, and then I turned the meeting over to Skeeter, who was the president, and it really wasn't a meeting. It was supposed to be meet and greet, and let's talk, let's inventory, but it turned into Skeeter resigning. I wasn't expecting that, but Skeeter gets up and basically resigned. He had the check already made out, and he sat back down, and he was washing his hands of it. And then one by one, it just turned into more of a meeting and questions and so forth. And I was done with my agenda. No one else. I think everyone had a chance to say what they wanted to say, and it's all been recorded. I wasn't even going to take minutes of the meeting, and I didn't even recommend it because I didn't call it a meeting.
I see. Well, I took some notes, and because I wanted to record it for the Ettrick Cemetery Foundation. You know, I wanted it on record and what was discussed there for that reason, but I thought of something else I needed to tell you. I was not surprised at Skeeter's voicing that he was going to give it up. He had mentioned when we met at the cemetery, he had told me that. And I did say on the video, I said, well, now we have talked and you have agreed to stay on until the end of the year or we can get some other things together, and he did say that.
Okay, well, what can I say?
Do you see, is the video still available?
I would have to go through a converting process, okay?
Uh-huh.
What I mean by that is the video was streamed on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to go through the process of Facebook and get it to start from the beginning and run to the end. And the
uh-huh.
audio is not good on Facebook. I'd have to run it through a sound system, and then I would have to set up a video recorder to pull it off of a stream of Facebook. Can it be done? Yes. How long will it take? Some hours. Okay?
Right.
And
right.
if it came to push and shove, it had to be done. It can be done. Yes. But at
well,
the moment,
I don't want you to have to go to all that trouble. Yeah. I like you, just want to make sure that I have the understanding correct. So I'm not going to ask you to do that. I thought that if it was just something you could push a button and I could watch.
Oh, I know.
You know, even if I had to come to where you are to watch it, that would be fine. But. I won't ask you to go to all that to that much trouble. I was there. I took notes. I should know what I was talking about.
Okay. Well, somehow Ricky hammered out the minutes of the meeting, and he put it on his stuff. Okay, that he has control over, and it was his interpretation of the minutes of the meeting. Do you have your minutes of the same meeting?
I have mine, but my minutes, quite honestly, vary quite a bit differently than his do. I cannot get on his Facebook page. He blocked me. It does not even come up in my feed. There are about either four or five different sites or pages that are claiming to be, you know, have something to do with the association. And I've been blocked from his, which I never blocked anybody from the journal site. I just took the heat for whatever was said and tried to explain the best way I could in as nice of words as I could use.
well, there are people. There are people.
Pardon me?
Who are and see everything Ricky Poole puts up on the Ettrick Cemetery Facebook that he administers. There are people that see
right.
that. There are people that
right.
see Robert Vias and what he puts up.
Right.
And the same people can see the journal. So they're going to three places, okay?
Right.
To find out about the meeting, what went on, where is the video, where are the minutes of the meeting, it's all of that. But
right.
After the meeting, and those that were in the meeting, and those that saw the video when it was running during the meeting, are asking the question, where is the stuff that's supposed to be scanned and put on the journal? That's an appropriate place to put it.
Well, that's right. But they aren't asking me where it is. You know, I don't know who they're asking. Like I said, Robert Baya will let anyone write anything about the cemetery that wants to, except me. He asked me not to put anything on there about the cemetery. It was not the cemetery site, and what I brought up was not a memory of Ettrick. And he did not want it on there. Therefore, I do not post on his site. Ricky Poole has me blocked completely from his site, and I asked him the day that we met in the cemetery to please, you know, why did you block me? And he said he would put me back on. He did not. Now, those two men are very rude to me. Now, I have the feeling that they are rude to other women also. Maybe he's not rude to you. because maybe he isn't rude to men. But he does talk. He is extremely rude to women. I don't suggest that any woman go in that cemetery by herself, especially if Ricky Poole is in there. It is becoming a problem. It is a problem. It isn't becoming. It has been a problem. Now, that's all I can tell you. What if they want something? I have had several people today one or two people have asked to join the journal, and I've had several requests for information for the form to fill out for membership. And I, just like everybody else, it's only been 32 hours now, maybe it's only been about 32 hours since we had the meeting.
Yeah.
I can't make everything happen immediately. I'm just like everybody else. I have things to do. I have commitments. I have a husband. And we are in the midst of a lot of business transactions. And I can't devote. I have been either on the computer or on the phone since about 10 o'clock this morning. And I haven't had time because of answering questions individually to put very much. I did make one post on the journal site, and I will make more, and I will do what I can do, but I can't do it all at one time.
Well, after the meeting, my intention, I'm going out of town, and July is a busy month for family, and I'm not even thinking about anything until August. And this meeting and the comments and the questions, they all need to be commented, and let people call everybody and talk to everybody and get their thoughts together. I agree. Give it some time to let it sink in.
Well, if anyone asks you, refer them to the journal. Say, join the journal and make a request, and I will do the best I can to fulfill it. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've done all day today.
Okay, that's a reasonable request. Refer all questions you have about the foundation, okay?
Yeah.
Not about
it, okay.
And not about history. If you got a question about the foundation, go to the journal.
I'm going to do the best that I can. You are much more savvy about the computer than I am. I need to work out a way that I can get this to everybody, even if it's that I have to email them or mail them.
What are you trying to get to them?
Well, you think I should be able to put up a membership application. How do you think is the best way to go about that?
All right. Well, I can help you out. All I can do is help you out what I can.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is a copy, okay? If you can get to a copy machine and burn a copy, I don't need the original, but I just need a copy of the application, copy of this, copy, whatever you need, and it's on paper. I can get it out to where people can get it and how they can respond back to it. And if you want to run it all through the journal, that's wonderful. It belongs there, okay?
Right. That's fine. Yeah, that's what I would rather do. I don't want it on three different sites. It's
right.
Too much. And I have no control over what Robert Via or Ricky Poole And as far as I'm concerned, they are not members. And
would it be asking
until they become members? You know, I really don't know what to do about Ricky Poole. I'm going to have, and you see, Skeeter just does not always respond. I wrote to him and called him. I called him for 10 days straight, and his incoming phone call box was full.
Yeah.
So I instant message him or text him or whatever whatever.
Well, could you do this? Everybody has a problem getting in touch. Ricky can't even give in touch. I can't solve that problem. Let's go from here. What you have in print, do you have a way of copying it? You don't have to send me the original bylaws and what the foundation is obligated to do. Can you make copies of that? Or if you can't, I can take them and get them.
Yeah, I can make copies. I'll be happy to make you a copy of membership application and the, and see on the back of it, I had put a few things too. I had put just two questions basically for a questionnaire. I'll be glad to send you that, or how do you want me to get it to you?
Well, I tell you what. I would like
mail
to
it?
Have, I would like to have the paperwork Skeeter gave you. Skeeter gave you about a foundation and what's required, and you read some of it off about preserving, maintaining.
Yeah, I have that.
I need a copy of that.
You see, the lady that was sitting next to me, she said she would not join because she didn't like everything being public. Until people are in the foundation, I will be checking with an attorney this week if I can get an appointment and if it fits in with what the other things I have to do. I don't know what I can share publicly and what I cannot, or what I should not. Some things do not belong in the public domain.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you might be surprised what's in the public domain, because I was asking for a copy that Skeeter gave you. Before tomorrow morning, I can have a copy printed online. I can go get the information. It's out there public. I can look up court records here in my bedroom to see who owns what property, what they paid for it, how long they've lived there, how much.
Yeah, my husband does all that too.
So,
I know that it's out there.
You don't have
I don't have to provide people who are not concerned with the foundation. I don't have to put it in their hands.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But it can be
done. They can get it. You see, I knew that you had access to it because you posted some of the things that you posted, but you didn't post them on the journal site. You know, I have people calling me, telling me what's posted somewhere else. And I don't know. It's just getting to be too much. My husband's angry with me now, and because I'm even discussing this on the phone, I think it bothers him. And, well, I know it bothers him. So I'm going to get off the phone now, but I am more than happy to, can I put you some copies in the mail? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Mail them to me. And I would like it flat rather than folded in a small letter. I hate to say a priority envelope, you know.
Uh-huh.
But again, this is what I like. And it won't appear under your name or anything. This is just for my record keeping, because my record keeping includes my website that I've got stuff. I got pictures of David Wright working up there. I've got pictures when Isabel came through the cemetery, and I got pictures of me in the cemetery in 1966, 67. So I keep my own records on my own personal stuff, but I do. I would like to a copy of the stuff Skeeter gave you and the stuff that you want. Tell me what you want copied and scanned, and I'll see you get it electronic, and you can do whatever you want to with it. But, again, I'd like to know what the rules are just for my own general knowledge. Okay?
Well.
Make a copy when you got the time. I'm in no rush for it. I'm going to be traveling in and out, and when you give it to me, I'll have it. And when I get it, I'll get you back the copies digitally that you want. You can do whatever you want to with them. And that's it.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, what's your address?
4814 Conduit Road. It's in Colonia Heights. Conduit Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colonial Heights, Virginia.
Right.
238-3834. And
okay.
I'll take anything you want to stuff in the envelope. If you have a list of the membership back in 2001 or 2, and whoever was there, most of them are probably dead now. I'll take anything you send me, and it's not going to be in all the circulation or anything. It's just in my private collection. And I tell you, I have storage bins galore of things that I keep records of. And when somebody wants to know something, I'm not in the dark. I can pull up a picture of Ettrick back in the 50s, Ettrick School, 1955. I can do that, okay?
Yeah, I understand, Mr. Anderson. I really do. I have a lot of that stuff, too. But I don't share it with the public. I will. Now, first, I want to understand. You said you'd prefer that it not be folded. Is that correct?
If possible, yeah. Now, I know that the stuff that maybe Skeeter gave you was already folded. It doesn't matter. But if it doesn't have a crease, if it's something worthwhile document, but I'll take it in any form. I can do the best I can with it. Sometimes when I do a digital copy of it, it shows the crease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
right.
Don't make any more creases than you have to.
Okay.
That's
all
the
right.
Best way.
Okay.
All right, well, you got to go, and
I will try and take care of this in the next. I will try and take care of this in the next. I have some other.
Do it at
I have
leisure.
Some other business to take care of tomorrow, and. Concerning some property that I own, and I will do this if not tomorrow. I will try and get it in the mail to you, or deliver it to your house and put it on your porch Tuesday.
All right.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
Have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye.